Good morning. Our question today is, when we have Purim Meshulash, and instead of celebrating all of the mitzvahs on Shabbos, which is the 15th of Adar in Yerushalayim, we move the four main mitzvahs, two of them we move to Friday, two we move to Sunday, as we've discussed already, that we have the Mikra Megillah on Friday, the day before Purim, and we also have Matanos Levionim on that day. And we push off the Seuda and the Mishloach Manos to Sunday. And our question is, on the Sunday of Purim Meshulash, where we have the Seuda Mishloach Manot, is there an Isra Malacha? Is it permitted to go out and pull weeds out of your garden? Is it permitted to fix your car? Is it permitted to be hoeing in your field, to write it, to write, to do various activities that indeed will take your focus off the day? Isra Malacha, or is there not a problem? Because fundamentally, this is not Purim. We happen to have a Seuda. We happen to have Mishloach Manot, but it's not Purim proper. So in fact, when it comes to these issues in general, the Shulchan Aruch, talking about Purim in general, the Shulchan Aruch says, Afilu b'makom shenagu lo la'asos malacha, even in times, even in places that they are no heg to not do malacha on Purim, lo nahagu ela b'yom mikra megillah b'yovah, the minhag applies on the day that they read the Megillah. However, on the day that they don't read the Megillah, like Purim Meshulash on Sunday, there's no Mikra Megillah that was done on Friday, their Kepshuta would not be any Isser of Malach. And in fact, that is the case if you look at the Poskim and the various books of Minhagim, they don't discuss that there is a prohibition. However, there's a pronouncement by the Badats from the year Tuf Reish Pei Zayin. That was a year of Purim Meshulash. And they wrote as follows, Tov Shelo La'asos Melacha Mechatzos Ve'elach. It's good. It's worthwhile. In other words, it's not required. There's no Isser. There's no obligation. But it's worthwhile to not do Melacha, be involved in work activities from midpoint of the day, from Chatzos Hayom, and thereafterward, and at a minimum from Mincha Katana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. And the reason is because fundamentally there's no Isra Malacha, but they bring that it's preferable to not be involved at those times, is because those are the times that people will typically have their Seuda, and if it's the times that people typically have the Seuda in the afternoon or later afternoon, it would be preferable to focus on the Mishta and the Simcha, focus on the Seuda. And if we're involved in work activities, if we're involved in activities that are going to take us off focusing on the Simcha Mishta, we're not going to be focused on the Seuda, and we're not going to be able to do the mitzvahs of the day as well, so well. So accordingly, although there's no Me'ikar Adin prohibition at all to do Malacha, but at the time that somebody has their Seuda, which is typically in the afternoon, it would be preferred to not do the work. Nonetheless, Mikomakom Me'ikar Adin Ein Isra Klal, V'kol Shekei Debuto Mitibistores, that fundamentally there's no prohibition, and certainly you're allowed to get a haircut, you're allowed to shave. However, the concept here is somebody who is Machmir from Chatzos, or certainly from Mincha Ketana, Tavo Alav Bracha, he should be blessed for that, but certainly no requirement to refrain from work on the Sunday of Purim Meshulash. Have a wonderful day.